Leandra, I just wanted to ask you, I was going to put the other card back in there to store, but what was the number on Raj Drive for the billing address, just so that it'll match for next month?
For the original card?
For the original card, correct.
1919 Raj Drive, R-A-J, Rabbit Apple Jello.
Okay, Rabbit Apple Jello, and then Durham 27703, right?
Raj Drive, Deep Drive, not
yep.
Street Drive.
Drive, okay. 1919 Raj Drive in Durham,
but
is the zip 27703?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so I've successfully stored that for future billing, so you're all good to go. And I talked to that department, and they said they will turn their leads back on. So once they do that, I'll have them send you a text, okay?
Okay, so you all don't have, I noticed that when it comes to collecting money, I got English folks, but I don't have English-speaking folks when it comes to helping me with the business.
Oh, okay. So would you like to request a different account manager? Because right now, Honey's your account manager.
I don't want to change it right now because I don't want to hurt her feelings, but I'm not happy with Local Splash at all.
Okay. So,
I've been with them for a year, and I'm not happy with their service. I'm just not happy with their service at all.
Okay.
But I've been talking to her so long now, I don't want to hurt her feelings, and I don't want you to say anything about it. I'm just telling you that I'm in the process of looking for another company. I'm talking to other companies right now because what they sold me, the guy who sold it to me told me some things about my company my marketing that I was using that nobody else did. He made me believe. He talked to me like he knew his product inside and out.
Okay.
But when I was transitioned to the next department, they did not know their product inside and out. I'm 59. I've been doing this for over 30 years. I signed up with him because he knew his product.
Okay.
When I was switched over, they didn't know their product.
Okay. So that's great feedback. I'm going to pass that on, not to get anybody in trouble, but just to let that department know that, you know, maybe they could put them through a little bit more training here and there so that they have the same type of knowledge that David has, you know, because David is definitely well-seasoned. And, you know, I see for the most part you have a lot of Google actions and impressions, and you have a lot of leads on the dashboard. But, of course, if you're not
I'm not getting what I need.
Service,
I'm not getting what I need. I need drywall repair. And I've had to open the doors to interior painting and cabinet painting, which I don't want because I'm 59 and I'm trying to go to self-employment and not running the business. I'm downsizing, but I'm not getting. You know what I'm doing right now? I'm Ubering because I'm not getting my drywall repair.
Oh, so maybe I'll have them adjust all of your keywords to go heavy on the drywall repair, right? Because why get painting calls if you don't want to, you know, handle those or you can't handle those and you just want drywall, right? Is that the
case? Of course, ma'am. That's what I've been saying for the longest. She does what she can do, but I can't even get 3 drywall jobs a week.
Okay.
I'm literally Ubering right now. I'm making $20 an hour.
So you don't,
You don't do
painting at all? You're strictly drywall?
I did drywall for 6 months straight, nothing but drywall. And when that happened, I tested the market with drywall repair. When that happened and I saw that I could go to work for 3 to 4 hours a day with no staff members, that's what I wanted. So Local Splash did a great job for 6 months. And after the 6 months, it did just like every other company I've been with. It went downhill.
Okay. So what I'm trying to find out is, do you still, let's say you went to do a drywall repair for someone, and then while you're there, they're like, oh, now that everything's patched up, can you do some painting for me too? Would you take it on, or would you just kind of, let it go to someone else because you like the drywall?
No, all drywall repair gets painted. 99.9% of it we're painting. I'm a painting company. So all drywall repair gets painted. It's drywall repair and touch-up or whatever the case may be. But I've had to open the door back up to interior painting and pay for interior painting, and I got to pay for cabinet painting that I don't want because I have to hire people, which I don't want to do.
I see. Okay. So you don't have...
You need people to move furniture. You need people because it's more work. I really don't want to do it because I'm older. I don't want to do it. But now I'm doing it because if I don't get enough drywall, I have no choice but to do it because I got to take care of my family. But I'm forced to do stuff I don't want to do. And I've never been with a company where I had to be forced to do something I don't want to do. And I can't use Google Ads because they want $2,000 just to start out to make an impact.
Yeah, that's very expensive. We do the Google Ads too, and I agree. I don't think they would be the best option for you because they're too expensive. But have you thought about maybe adding to your business name rather than just being, you know, Exceptional Painting, maybe put Exceptional Drywall in Painting or something? Like, put that first so that people don't think just at first glance that you're just, you know, a painting company where you'd have to hire people to do the interior and the cabinets and what, you know what I mean? Why not just, you know, modify the business name to, you know, add the drywall to it, you know? And you could do it the other way around too, Exceptional Painting and Drywall or Exceptional Drywall and Painting, but it might be a good idea to, you know, just kind of add that to the business name just so that, you know, you get more of the drywall once we modify the keywords accordingly, you know?
I'll think about
it, man. You don't
have
to do it now.
I'm just at a point that I've tried so many different things that I'm tired. That's why I'm Ubering, because I'm tired.
Yeah, you don't want to make all these modifications, right?
I don't understand why when I put in for drywall repair, if they see Exceptional Painting, the average person will know that they got to get it painted.
Right.
So if I'm in the category for drywall repair, why wouldn't a person that has, and most people do have common sense, why wouldn't they still call the company?
No, I didn't say that they won't call it. I was just saying that if the company is called Exceptional Painting only, then you could be getting just organically more calls, you know, of assuming that you're a painting company and not strictly for drywall. You know what I mean? So it might be a good idea, and you're not married to the way anything's set up now. If you ever want to try it and modify the name, and then, you know, 2 months later you're like, oh, I don't like that, I want to go back to Exceptional Painting and take the drywall off, you could do that. I mean, any revisions that you make, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package, right? So you can think about it.
Are you saying do that with you guys?
Yeah, where we would update the business name on, you know, Google and all of the directories and the mobile platform and everything, the Facebook. We would modify and just add the drywall to the name on all of those destinations that we're promoting your business, right? And then if you change your mind, it's an easy fix. We go back in and we just take it off, you know? But I'm looking at your website, and absolutely it shows even front and center drywall repair, so I see that. But other than that being listed there as one of your services, to me it looks like you're mostly a painting company. And, you know, that's just to someone that's not in your industry. You know what I mean? So maybe it be some food for thought that you could think of. You know, you could always do that. And if you're not happy with the agents that you've been talking to, I'll tell you, you could always use me as a point of contact. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. And
I'm driving right now. You would have to text me.
I'll text you. I'll text it to you so you have it. And then, Leandres, I'll let you know that I'm not a technician. I don't do programming, so there might be a time that you call me, and I specifically can't help you, but I can at least get you to the person that can, you know, and expedite things. So I'll text you my direct line just so that you have it for future reference, okay?
Don't say anything to honey. Don't say anything right now.
I won't.
They need to be trained. I mean, she's doing the best she can. I'm just trying to tell you that if David was a 10, I felt like I was dealing with a 4.
Okay, okay. Great, great feedback.
I've been doing this for 30 years. I know what I'm talking to people. He sold me very well. He knew his stuff.
Yes. Okay. I'll pass that information along just for training purposes, but I won't specifically name her or mention anything to her because we don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. You know what I mean? And then
I don't think it's just her. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think it's just her. I'm going to be honest with you. This has been across the board everywhere I go. The sale, I feel like I'm buying a, car from a lying salesman.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's not
that's
good.
How I feel about, that's how I feel about marketeers right now. I don't want to talk to nobody else. They got new marketeers out there talking about AI. I don't want to talk to nobody because I don't trust nobody.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, there's so much going on in the world right now. You have to be very careful that you're dealing with a reputable company, you know? 100%. So I'm looking right now at your Google business profile, and one thing that will also help you is you're doing phenomenally well in the reviews department. But every time you get a fresh review, it makes you more relevant to Google, and it gets you even better results. So I'll send you that review generator email again just so that you have it. And like I said, you're absolutely doing phenomenal in that department. So whatever you're doing there, just keep that up. And then I'll also have the technicians that work with the Google business page portion of your account do a complete performance check on your account and make sure that if there's any revisions that they can perform behind the scenes, you know, to help you with the bigger, you know, drywall jobs, that I'll have those them perform those for you as well, okay?
Now, wait a minute. One thing. I do not want drywall jobs. I do not install...
Drywall repair. Okay,
yes.
Not installation, but repair. Okay, I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm not in your industry, so I said it wrong, but I am aware that you're looking for drywall repair, so I'll make that clear in the notes, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, nice talking to you. Thank you for the feedback, and have a great rest of your day, too.
Okay, bye.